Vanessa, pay close attention now. You have to keep your bag. Vanessa!
I'm ready!
Yes, but I want you ready down here in the living room, honey. The plane does not make house calls.
Now, Mom, do you realize the significance of this weekend?
Tell me the significance of this weekend.
Hillman homecoming queen Claire Hanks returns as Grandma Huxtable.
Theo, do you like your life?
Oh, come on, Mom. Now, you know I know the real reason you're taking Vanessa to Hillman.
Of course you do. It's a job fair weekend. I'm conducting my business etiquette seminar, and I'm taking Vanessa and Carrie because I thought they might enjoy change.
Oh, so it's not because you're trying to con Vanessa into going there.
Naturally, your father and I would be happy if one of our children graduated from our alma mater.
But Mom, you're going about it all wrong. Now, you, Dad, and Grandpa have been giving us the Hillman hard sell since we were kids. And look what happened. Sandra went to Princeton, I'm going to NYU, and Denise... Well, Denise is going down an African river in a pygmy canoe.
You might be going down that same river without a canoe.
Oh, Vanessa, Mom and Dad want you to know that they think Hillman is a great place to visit, but they don't want you going there.
Great. I'm going to the University of Texas.
Vanessa, you're going to Hillman. You're going to graduate, and you're going to love it.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, it's not true. I start thinking about college. Besides Hillman, there's Spelman, Fordham, Harvard, Howard, Syracuse, Clark, Northeastern, Northwestern, Michigan, Ohio.
You're going to be gone for 2 days. Pace yourself.
This is great. That porch is incredible. I could spend hours on a porch like that. I could read, do my homework, swing on a swing, or just sit there and stare at the stars. I mean, I'd come to Hillman for a porch like that alone.
Does her mouth ever overheat?
Not to the point of stalling. Oh, Gilbert Hall. Every time I come back here, it's like coming home. Nothing has changed. Even the wallpaper's the same. My room used to be the first on the right, just up these stairs.
Where did Dr. Huxtable live?
On this step right here. You know, this hall was constructed in 1925, but the college itself dates back to 1880.
Mom, we read the handbook.
Oh, Mrs. Huxtable. Janissa, oh, it's so good to see
good
you
to
again.
See you too.
You know Vanessa. Vanessa. Janissa.
Oh, hi.
This is Vanessa's friend, Kara.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
How is Denise?
Oh, she's just fine.
You know, we really miss her so much.
Yes.
Well, it's very good of you to put these two up for the weekend.
So, where are we staying?
Well, our roommates went skiing this weekend, so one of you can stay with me and the other one can bunk with Whitley.
This is so cool! It's like we're really in college. Well, we are in college. We're not in college. I mean, but what difference does it make? I mean, the important thing is that we're here!
Jaleesa, I think it would be criminal to separate these two, don't you?
Absolutely.
Why don't we share my room?
It's a good idea.
We get to have our room!
You really don't have to do this.
Yes, we do.
Sign. Sign. Stapler.
Stapler.
Screwdriver.
What do you need a screwdriver for?
I just stapled myself to the sign.
Oh, man, sometimes you do things I've only seen in cartoons. Hey. Now, this is the company I'll be interning for this summer, Kanishiwa Electronics.
Oh, they make those video games, Dr. Zap and Q-Master Doom.
Mm-hmm.
Will you give me some cartridges? Well, if you get the job.
If? Who got an A in advanced computer graphics? Who do they call when the lab breaks down? And who is Hillman's resident computer genius?
Eunice Harps?
No!
Thad Mumford?
No!
Me, stupid!
Oh, yeah, that's you. Yeah.
I tell you, man, by the end of the summer, people across the nation will be revving up their joysticks to play my new game, Dwayne Tendom.
Miss Huxtable, or should I say Grandmama Huxtable?
I'll just say it. Congratulations.
Thank you, Dwayne. That would be the safest thing you could say.
I got a job interview, I guess I'll get my foot out of my mouth.
That could take some doing.
Claire Hanks. Oh, girl, look at you. You haven't changed a bit.
Oh, you didn't have to say that, but I'm glad you did.
How long has it been?
Oh, let's see, puppy. The last time I saw you, you had your degree in your hand. You were running across the stage yelling, summa cum laude. Deal with that.
What I should have been yelling was, Claire Hanks, will you marry me?
Oh, I think you yelled the right thing.
The guy you were going with, what's his name? Skinny little guy, used to try to run track. Something Huxtable. Whatever happened to him?
I married him.
Oh, and he let you come down here alone?
Konnichiwa Electronics. Oh, you're with them. Down here recruiting?
Summer interns for our computer graphics division. And with any luck, a lunch companion this afternoon.
Well, puppy, I'm here to conduct a seminar on business etiquette, and it wouldn't look good if I was late.
I was right. You haven't changed a bit.
And neither have you. For every job, there are at least 20 other applicants whose resumes look just as good as yours, if not better. But they didn't have the good sense to take my seminar today.
That's funny.
And you should have the good sense not to try to kiss up to the interviewer. If you make it past that first interview, your second interview will probably be in a restaurant. And if you're thinking, lunchtime, chow down, think again. Because everything you say, do, and eat will be scrutinized completely. Pass these down, please. You're sitting at the table with the interviewer. These are your menus being given to you, and you're going to make a little small talk.
Excuse me, ma'am, about this small talk. What is it?
Quincy, it's simple. Talk about yourself, your accomplishments, your hobbies. But leave out how you won that cow chip toss.
Bravo, Mr. Johnson. Bravo! Loud and wrong again. Your job is to find out what interests the interviewer. And if it's cow chip throwing, you talk cow chips till you're blue in the face.
Did you write that down?
Did you?
I borrow a pencil.
I tell you, I could live and die in this place.
I vote for live. Excuse me. Lady, step lively. We have to nibble and run if we're gonna catch the sculpture court and the run if we're gonna catch the sculpture court and the Hillman Hall of History.
I know one thing we have to do.
What's that?
Ditch Whitley.
Well, we can never get out of that rose garden. I mean, I'm sure it's nice when the flowers are alive, but who cares what bush her aunt planted?
We already told your mom that we'd spend the whole day with her.
Oh, it feels like a month already, and the day is only half
over.
Ladies! Next on the agenda is the President's Pavilion. Row after row of bronze busts.
Oh, Whitley, I'm sure that is very moving, but Cara and I have to do our homework.
Homework? I already did.
Yes! So we can go to the chapel in the morning.
Well, as a reward for doing your homework, I'm going to treat you two to dinner. The Huckleberry Inn has an all-you-can-eat scrod fry.
Oh, I hate to miss a scrod fry. But we only told Jaleesa we'd have dinner with her.
Oh, well, you're in luck. Jaleesa loves an all-you-can-eat anything.
Keep a straight face. God, when I lie, I get all nervous, my palms get all sweaty, and I start to choke. That is why I am going to do all the talking from now on. Kara, this campus is ours! So what do you want to see first? How about the rec center? How about Fraternity Row?
Here you guys are. Look, how would you two like to go out tonight for some pizza?
Pizza? I love pizza. That's my favorite. With double cheese and pepperoni.
No, it's such a shame. We just told Whitley that we would have dinner with her.
Oh, yes, we did.
Oh, okay. Well, oh, but guys, watch out. Please do not let her take you to that nasty scrod fry, okay?
What are you doing? You just got off being grounded. Your mother is going to kill you, and then she's going to kill me, or she's going to have my mother kill me. But either way, we're both going to die.
It'll be worth it.
Excuse me, did Ron leave?
Yes, thankfully. Bye-bye. Are you all right?
From now on, I'm going to do all my job interviews over the phone. I went to shake the man's hand. I knocked all his pencils over his desk.
Oh, well, that happens to a lot of people.
Yes, but do they knock over the coffee when they're trying to pick up the pencils? Well, sayonara, Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Was the victim of your clumsiness, perhaps, a Mr. Philip Dalton?
Senior vice president in charge of not hiring me.
Oh, well, he's a good friend of mine. Why don't you let me talk to him for you?
Would you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Miss Huxtable, you're a goddess. You're a queen. If I get this job, I'll name a computer game after you. Oh. Claire Tender.
Oh, please, Wayne, honey. Not so close to this water picture. Oh, my God.
What?
Those two guys who just walked in.
I'm gonna faint.
Oh, the guy in the flip-top glasses is a babe.
No, not him. The one with the hat. He's got a mustache.
Oh, don't tell my mother. You think I love this school?
All the things to spill on a vice president coffee. Black coffee I spill on. Dwayne. Skirt. Alert. And why does my name have to rhyme with stain?
Will you chill? You got Dragon Lady Huxtable in your corner. But may I direct your attention to table number one?
At table number one, I see two girls who look too young for us to be looking at.
Brother, you should spend more time in the freshman dorm. What you see is the unjaded face of youth.
What I see is our faces on a mugshot.
I think they're coming over here. I can't look.
I thought you wanted them to come over.
I did, but I didn't think they would.
Hello, ladies. You seem to be alone.
I'm Ron Johnson. This is my friend, Dwayne Wayne.
You're Dwayne Wayne? I'm Vanessa Huguenot. And this is my friend, Nana. She's from Paris. She only speaks French.
Huh?
We just transferred from the Sorbonne.
Oh, the Sorbonne. No wonder you speak French so well.
Oui.
May I interest you two in a beverage?
Oh, that would be very nice. A coffee for me, and for Nana, un decaf. Oui.
Back in un flash.
I'll help him carry un tray.
For.
Dwayne was crazy for Denise.
If he knew I was her little sister, he'd pat us on the head and take us back to that dead rose garden.
Why don't you pick French? I'm studying German.
German is not a sexy language. Men love French women. Just keep smiling and saying oui.
Man, they named the whole kind of kissing after the French. How lucky can one get?
Telling you, they look young.
Man, two young women from France want us. Tell me you got something better to do.
Mon frère and I would love to paint the town rouge with woo.
Pick a language, one language.
What do you say?
Rouge is our color. Oui?
Oui.
Oui. Us, we, yeah.
Claire, these kids are sharp.
Now, one of those bright students that you met happens to be a family friend.
Oh, who's that?
Dwayne Wayne.
Mr. Coffee?
Now, you put that tone of voice away now. He's a bright student. He'd be a great asset to your company. Just don't ask him to make coffee. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. I'm just enjoying this.
Enjoying what?
It's taken me 25 years, and finally you're going to have dinner with me.
Oh, am I?
Well, if this Dwayne Wayne is as bright as you say, I want to know all about him. Everything. So, how is the Mandalay Inn, 7:30? Nice quiet table by the window.
I don't have a problem with having a business dinner with you to discuss Dwayne Wayne, his qualifications, and his future with your company, and you're the worst.
Oh, make that 7 o'clock. We'll have drinks. Lots of drinks.
What?
Lee, I just opened that so I could get some fresh air.
And I closed it because at any moment, a herd of seals are gonna waddle through here.
Whitley, it is stuffy in here, okay? And I am falling asleep.
Sleep? That's exactly what I was deprived of last night because you were grinding your teeth.
Excuse me, but you had no problem sleeping. I was the one that was serenaded all night by Madame Whitley and her all-nostril orchestra.
I have never snored. And if I did last night, it was an allergic reaction to that drugstore discount perfume you put on with a plant sprayer.
You know, Whitley, your hospitality is going to get one of us killed. Now, I'm going to go across that hall and tell those girls that they are splitting up tonight.
Oh, please. Eating with you wasn't punishment enough.
Whitley, what are you talking about? I didn't take them to dinner. What are you talking about? I didn't take them to dinner. You did.
Jaleesa, I ate alone at that scrod bar.
This is my best dress.
That's your best dress.
Is our table ready?
In just a couple of minutes. So, tell me about Dwayne Wayne.
Well, he's a sophomore.
The job is his.
Don't you want to know more about why you hired him?
I looked over his resume when it dried. The young man is going places.
Oh, puppy, he's going to be so happy to hear that.
Not nearly as happy as I am sitting across from lovely Claire Hanks.
Huxtable.
Of course. Yeah. I was too eager back then, too, wasn't I? That's why you started calling me puppy.
Actually, Cliff gave you that name.
That figures. He never liked me.
Couldn't stand you.
Did he have good reason not to like me?
Oh, puppy.
Your table is ready.
Oh.
Well?
Well, you heard the man. The table's ready.
No, we're not eating anything until you answer the question.
Puppy, I have always been attracted to you.
I knew it.
But for the past 25 years, I have been in love with Heathcliff Huxtable.
It won't last. Let's see.
How did you remember those pencils?
Man, have you seen these prices? You know what's in my wallet? $12 in my organ donor card. Man, you can't take French women to a place where they announce your order over a loudspeaker.
Ooh, good music. Let's dance.
Voulez-vous boogie avec moi?
Oui.
Excuse me, where is the ladies' room?
Par là, madame.
Ah, thank you. Excuse me, may I cut in here?
Oh, Miss Huxtable, this is my date, Vanessa Huguenot.
Looks just like a daughter I used to have.
Mom, don't get upset.
Mom!
Mom, you wanted me to love Hillman, and Dwayne has done a lot to make you love Hillman.
No, I haven't. I haven't done a thing.
Huxtable, I can explain. You see, me
and... What kind of French is that?
That is French for I don't know whose clothes you're wearing, but your behind is mine.
Mom, the good news is I want to go to Hillman now.
Pity, Vanessa, you'll be attending a convent school in a remote part of Bulgaria.
Excuse me, Claire. I really didn't like that table. We're going to have to wait just a few more minutes.
Mom, what's this?
Philip, I'm going to have to take a rain check on dinner. I'm very...
Dinner?
Dinner, darling. D-I-N-N-E-R. Yes, dinner. Take a couple of street urchins here and lock them up in the dormitory. But there's no reason for you not to enjoy a meal with your future summer intern, Mr. Dwayne Wayne.
I'll try not to order anything wet.
One day I'm going to take you up on that rain check.
Oh, I hope so.
Mom, you never said who that was.
Vanessa, if you live past tonight to become a mother of five, a grandmother of two, and can still wear a size 8 dress, maybe then you'll deserve to know.
Next, play along with I've Got a Secret.